There can be no equal justice where the kind of trial one enjoys depends on the amount of money one has. That 1956 quote by former Supreme Court Justice Hugo Black is at the top of Legal Services of South Central Michigan's website, and it informs their mission. LSSCM provides free legal advice and representation in certain civil cases to low-income persons and senior citizens in 13 Michigan counties. The Lansing office serves the Tri-County area, plus Livingston and Shiawassee counties. For Neighbors in Action this week, we're joined by Elizabeth Rios, supervising attorney for LSSCM. Elizabeth, welcome to Current State.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Give us kind of your elevator speech here in terms of what's the meat and potatoes of what you do at this organization.
Well, I'd say the meat and potatoes of what we do is advocating and representing low-income individuals to the best of our ability, with the idea that we would do it with the same force and effect of a large law firm. And we do civil legal services in the areas of family law, housing, public benefits, consumer law, and elder law in those five counties that you just mentioned.
So of all those services that you offer, which are the ones most needed here in the Lansing area?
So the highest volume of calls that we receive would be family first, I would say followed in a close second place by housing.
Okay, and what kinds of family issues are you likely to get involved in?
So the types of family law cases that we take for full representation are divorces, custody actions, and personal protection orders, with a priority placed on survivors of domestic violence for full representation.
And on the housing piece, what about that?
And for housing, we place a priority on preventing homelessness, whether that be someone who is at risk of losing their home to foreclosure or at risk of losing their housing to eviction for either non-payment of rent or for a termination of tenancy, which is an alleged violation of their lease that the landlord is trying to evict them for.
Let's clarify here, too. We're not talking about pro bono legal work. This is an organization with a staff of full-time attorneys this is their gig full-time.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we do have a very helpful, and we're very grateful for, pro bono attorney panel that we have a partnership through the private bar, but our office is staffed by 7 staff attorneys, myself as supervising attorney, and Kelly Mackey, our managing attorney. And no matter where you're at in the country, there is a legal aid that is staffed by attorneys that will serve that county.
Mm. Sounds like really rewarding work.
I love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
How long have you been with the organization?
I've been with Legal Services since 2008, Okay. And it's the reason I went to law school. So okay. I'm very grateful that I get to do this work.
Can you imagine practicing law in a more what do I say? Retail environment.
In a more
after 8 years
sense.
Here.
Absolutely not. I really would not trade it for any other type of legal job.
Talk to us about who qualifies here exactly. What kind of hurdles do they have to leap in terms of income, that kind of thing?
Right. So when someone is experiencing some kind of legal issue, they can call our intake line. They can contact our office. We also do referrals through community organizations. And the first sort of screening is their legal issue one of the 5 civil legal areas that I mentioned? We don't do criminal law. We don't do abuse and neglect cases, pretty much anything that the state would otherwise provide you with an attorney if you were indigent. So those are kind of the priorities that are placed on us by the federal regulations.
Understood.
And then in addition, there's the income screening. So we are able to help anybody that is 125% to 200% of the poverty line or below.
So for a family of 4, I want to say the poverty line's, is it $24,000?
It's right around there.
Okay.
Yes. I think for a single person, it's like just under $12,000.
So you're saying 125% of that?
Yes. Well, that would be the 125% of poverty is the, I think, 11.9 is it for a single person.
Okay.
Now, that's not to say that we're not able to help somebody that has over 200% if we have other funding. So if we have a local grant, if we have a state grant, then we're able to still assist that person even if they're above 200% if we can use something other than the federal funding we receive.
And how does your organization connect with the people that you help? There's a referral process, I take it, that's in play much of the time.
Yes. So we have the intake hotline number that we distribute throughout the communities in which we serve. And then we work very closely with community organizations, with the domestic violence shelter here, Eve, and the other shelters in our other service areas. We work very closely with Volunteers of America. We work very closely with the other homeless shelters. We work very closely with the continuums of care in each of the counties that we serve and are willing to receive referrals from any and all of those organizations.
But do you take walk-ins?
We do take walk-ins, but in very rare circumstances. Mm-hmm. We take walk-ins if the legal issue is emergent at that moment. So if someone is calling us or walks in and says, the sheriff is at my door, I'm about to be evicted, literally, or my children were not returned according to the custody order that has been signed by the court.
I gotcha. Okay, so you're apt to swing into action suddenly in some cases.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll point out this intake number, by the way. It's toll-free, 888-783-8190, 1-888-783-8190. I'm speaking with Elizabeth Rio, Supervising Attorney for Legal Services of South Central Michigan, for current state's Neighbors in Action here today. With all the requests for legal help that you get, are you able to meet the demand?
No, unfortunately, no. I mean, the simple answer is sadly no. I would love to have a staff of like 100 attorneys and able to serve every single person that is indigent, because I feel very strongly about the, you know, quote that you read at the beginning of the segment, that, you know, somebody's access to justice should not be determined by the amount of money that they have. So we're constantly trying to figure out ways to use to help more people with the resources that we have. So we've recently started eviction diversion programs in two of our counties that I'm really proud of and extremely excited
about. Eviction diversion. Okay.
Yep. So okay. Primarily focused in the housing right. aspect of our legal issue area.
How many employees do you have?
Well, we have 7 staff attorneys, myself, the supervising attorney, and Kelly Mackey, our managing attorney. We also have 2 support staff and an office/grant manager. And then we usually have around 10 law students or undergrad students volunteering, externing with us at any one period of time, which we rely on and value very much.
How many cases do you have in an average year?
Well, each of our attorneys carries, I would say, on an average of 40 cases at any one period of time at various stages of litigation. And we do...
Oh, close to 300 a year then.
For each, well, at any one period of time, we've done about 2,500 cases in our office with both advice and representation.
Since the beginning?
Yes.
Okay. You also have online services that can walk people through how to get advice and help. How does that work?
So, yes, our program, the Michigan Advocacy Program, has recently, in the last couple of years, started the Michigan Legal Help site, which is online and is available to anybody regardless of income guidelines. And basically, they are toolkits, a series of questions that someone can answer regarding divorce, regarding expungement, regarding eviction, regarding a consumer debt case. And at the end of those answers, the program will print out the forms that they would then need to file in court. And all of the forms have been approved by the Supreme Court Administrator's Office for use in all of Michigan's courts.
It's been great learning about your organization. I want to thank Elizabeth Rios, Supervising Attorney for Legal Services of South Central Michigan. I'll bet you're at lsscm.org.
Yes, sir.
Okay. lsscm.org. If you're in need of legal services for civil matters and think you may qualify, you can give them a call. 888-783-8190. Elizabeth, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Mark.
And Current State is looking for more nominations for Neighbors in Action. Email us your suggestions at currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line.